a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray.
Yeah, they do.
They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor.
Yep, socialism.
While the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door.
That'd be the de facto. Welcome back to the Republic. Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Before the break, Todd.
Yeah.
You would ask me a question. How about you ask that question again for the listeners out there so that if we have anybody else tuning in, they know.
I was just asking about Avon Ritz.
Yeah.
What you thought about her? Because when I called in last night to talk to them, L.B. Braun, he told me she was a fraud.
Well, now this is where LB and I may have to agree to disagree a little bit. Anna von Ritz, a lot of her information, much of the information that I've read is accurate about history. I look at Anna as a historical teacher. She accurately teaches us many things about American history that is factual. It is accurate. I've had conversations with Bruce Doucette and Anna regarding the 14th Amendment, regarding the 13th Amendment. Anna is in agreement. I would have to say that the aspects of Anna von Ritz that I think that some people find questionable are some of the aspects of her communications with the Vatican and all of that. And I have to say, in all fairness to Anna, while I know that the Vatican is a big part of this conspiracy to bring about a one world government, they are in fact the spiritual end of it. Great resources have been put into doing so. For instance, the Ku Klux Klan, you'll see their uniforms with the white uniforms with the Red Cross and all of that. Well, if you look into Spain, into the Catholic Church, they have the very same exact uniforms, the same exact cross, the same exact everything. The Knights of the Golden Circle and some of the key players during the Civil War at their right hand had Jesuits that were guiding them. Now, why that's significant, I was having a conversation with someone today, and why that's significant is if you notice during the American Civil War, when you look at the battlefields, pictures of the battlefields, and I know you've seen the pictures I have with all of the American dead laying all over the field, both them from north and south, can you tell me the one thing that all of those men have in common? You know what that is?
No.
They are all white Anglo-Saxon Protestants. Now, if anyone who knows the oath of the Jesuit order knows well enough, the oath of the Jesuit order is to destroy Protestantism. As a matter of fact, if you ever get a chance to read the oath of the Jesuits, it's some pretty twisted, I mean, it's almost like it came from a horror movie. Boil, burn, flay. I mean, They have committed themselves. The existence of the Order of the Jesuits itself exists to kill, destroy, flay, burn, however you want to put it, Protestants. And they were a principal driving force behind the American Civil War. Now, that being said, Anna von Ritz illustrates the Vatican's involvement in a lot of the deception that is going on. Now, of course, it's not all the Vatican. Okay, there are many factions, which make it confusing. It really does make it confusing. You had the Sephardic Jews that were bringing in slaves, and they were supplanting them primarily in the South because they knew under the Marxist theory, they knew the oppressed class, they knew what they were. They knew what would happen decades into the future, where the common man didn't think that far into the future. These folks did, okay? So you had factions of different religions that were working together. And the Talmudic or Babylonian Jews, along with the Roman Catholic Church, the Rothschilds, who were agents of the Vatican, the Vatican's bankers. That is where, by the way, the Rothschild or Red Shield came from. The Red Shield was a covert symbol to let the Catholic Church's emissaries know that the Rothschilds were in collusion with Rome. The Red Shield. Rothschild, Red Shield. So, you have if you look back all the way back to the times of Jesus Christ, and I mean it goes that back that far, you'll notice that Rome occupied Jerusalem. Rome, which eventually emerged into the Roman Catholic Church, the Roman Empire, were in collusion with the Pharisees. Pharisees being Talmudic Jews. So, I mean, this link goes back way back to thousands of years ago. They have been marching towards this. Well, they call it the New World Order, but it's nothing new. It's, in fact, I think it's the Old World Order, just repackaged and rewrapped to be brought about. But anyway, Anna von Ritz, a lot of her research and a lot of her her stuff leads in that direction. Now, I don't have any fault for Anna. However, I'm a little bit more, I focus upon what's going on right here and right now, and where I agree with L.B. Bork is that for the American people to understand their standing in law and to understand how they've been tricked, it's far more important for them to focus upon things that we can put our fingers on, that we can show them documentation for, and that we can prove. You know, a lot of that stuff with Rome and the Vatican and you know, these ancient things that go back in secret societies, they're, you know, a lot of that is, I'm not going to say conjecture because there's a lot of proof to back it up. However, what is more important and what I think we need to focus on are the things that the Red Amendment covers. And I think that it's important for me to stay focused upon that jurisdiction that was created, that communistic form of government that was created. And I use that, our research, as well as L.B. Bork's. As a matter of fact, I am sitting right here with a copy of the Red Amendment right on my desk, right here. That's what you just heard. That's a copy of the Red Amendment. Sitting right next to the Red Amendment is all of my research that I've done independently on the 14th Amendment, and none of my research refutes or in any way shows anything in the Red Amendment to be incorrect. So that's what you call peer review, and you know, here's a completely separate set of research. We have it published on our site, sitting right next to L.B. Bork's research, and it coincides with it, and it proves it true. So I don't like to to get into the divides within the Patriot movement. What I like to do is stick with what I can prove, stick with what I know is the truth, and when I can link up with people such as Bruce Doucette, who I know to be an honorable and a good man, and he believes in Anna, I have to respect Bruce, and I have to respect his views and his beliefs. We all have a different way of understanding things. However, as long as we accept certain truths that we can prove and we can hold in our hand, like the Reconstruction Replacement Government research that we have, like the Red Amendment that's in my hand right now, I can prove that this is true. So I like to stick with what I can prove and what I know. Make sense?
Makes sense, absolutely. Like I said, I'm waking up. I mean, I've been listening to y'all for probably a couple of weeks, but I'm glad I found y'all. You know,
Your podcast. We're glad, too.
Yeah, but I finally found the call-in number where I can actually call in and talk to you. I've been wanting to talk to you for a while.
But, you can communicate with me, too, if you have email. If you go to rtrtruthmedia@gmail.com, if there's any way that I can help in your process of awakening or however you want to put it, you can also go to resurrectorepublic.com. We have a link on the site that you can go and you can purchase the Red Amendment. And along with that, we don't make any money on that. Not a dime we make on that. But we also have on that same website, Reconstruction Replacement Government, 14th Amendment is unconstitutional, or evidence to support, and all of that is free. So if you want to start really delving into this research, you can go to resurrectorepublic.com and you can start reading what we have there. And then, you know, you can save up your money a little bit or whatever, and you can buy a copy of the Red Amendment. I recommend getting it all, you know, getting the free stuff and as well as purchasing the Red Amendment. It will never hurt you to have that book on your table and at the ready, because I have not found any fault with it.
Okay. I'll definitely do that. Now, I'm fixing your website, but my computer, I don't know if it's just my computer or just... It has a hard time loading a lot of your stuff on there.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, you know, it's funny you should say that because, like I've told everybody just recently, I have an IT guy who is a professional in working out the coding issues. We have all kinds of problems with the site, right?
Right.
One of those problems is that, say, the research documentation on the Reconstruction Replacement Government is super huge. It's very long, right? So what he's doing is he's breaking that down into several parts where when you go to load it, it's going to load, you know, part A or part one. So it'll load real quick, real fast, real clean. We're getting rid of all of the videos on the sidebar. I accidentally wiped off the little globe. We had, you know, hundreds of thousands of people on the right-hand side and all the clicks and stuff. Well, I don't care about numbers, really. But I accidentally wiped that off the other night because what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to purge the website of all of the stuff that bogs people's computers down. Look, I started this. I'm a researcher. I'm not a computer guy, right? So when I found something that I wanted to share with people, man, I put it on the website. And I ended up putting so much information on the website that you go to open it up and load it. And it was a little bit of an amalgamation there of too much information. But so I have, John has been spending weeks really going over the site, and we've been both sitting for hours and hours and hours. People have no idea the amount of time that we've been spending on this. And we've really been peeling it back. We're taking the most important information first. We're saving it all. We're not going to lose any information, but we're taking the most important information first, and we're breaking it apart in chunks that will be easy to load, and we're going to take all of those videos and all that stuff that's still important, and we're going to put them in it's their own separate place so that they don't load at the same time that you go to click on the website. And you're going to find that when we relaunch, and he had to go and do a job, so we were hoping to launch this week. But it's going to be another week because he had to go onto a job. So in about a week or so, maybe 2 weeks on the outside, I think, we're going to be relaunching the website, and you're not even going to recognize it. It's going to be super easy to use. I look forward to it, too. And we're also going to be doing webinars, and we have a channel of a friend of Lori, my Lori, a fellow that has like this kind of little TV thing going on where occasionally what we're going to be doing is we're going to invite everyone to click on a link, and John and myself and maybe a couple other researchers are going to be there, and we'll be able to in real time bring up research, documentation, stuff like that, and people will be able to ask us questions in real time, and we'll record them as videos, and we'll be putting them out too. So we're really working really hard to try and bring people this information and give them a deeper understanding of what's going on around them. And I really appreciate, I'm glad that you found your way onto our site. It makes me happy when people find their way onto this information, because look, I'm not trying to get rich. I'm serving, first of all, I serve God, and second of all, I serve my country. And I'm really believe that this information must be, like Judge Lander H. Perez said, the Louisiana Supreme Court judge said that this must be spread from shore to shore. People need to, there needs to be brush fires in people's minds, and it needs to spread across the land. People need to be made to understand how badly we've been lied to by these scallywags.
Oh, I know. I've been trying to wake my wife up. She's been so asleep for so many years, she thinks I'm crazy.
Well, give me an opportunity. Give me an opportunity to have a chat with her and show her a few things that she can put her hands on and read right out of the congressional record. And I think that I might be able to help you turn that around.
Yeah, I'm working on her. Trust me, I'm waking her up. She's slow but surely. A lot of stuff she's don't want to hear. Think things they said. No way. What's going
yeah.
on?
Well, I'm willing to help. I don't care who. Look, one thing that I really do want to try and be is accessible to the listeners out there. And if you need help doing that, and that just doesn't go just for you, for anyone out there listening. You know, I've had parents bring their kids to the site and do book reports and all of that stuff. You know, we're starting a tutorial. We're not accredited for homeschooling. Like, you won't get credit. Of course, you're not going to get credit from the government for taking our courses. But what we're doing is we're doing supplemental education. Those of you who have kids out there who really want to learn the true history of our republic, if you send me an email, we will work out a way to communicate with your kids, with your supervision, and we will share this information in a format that even the youngest of us can understand. And it's so essential. I mean, if you teach a kid what they've done, we're going to be releasing a video in the next week or so on the education system, the indoctrination system. And if you send me an email, I'll send you a link to it. But I mean, the depth of the depravity of these people that have sought to brainwash the entire nation, the levels that they have gone to is just mind numbing. They have sought to truly rob us of our identities. They did the same thing. A very comparison is, you see what they did with the Native American people? They brought them into government schools, and they wouldn't let them speak their language. They wouldn't let them practice their customs. All of that, they completely robbed them of their cultural identity. Well, we got to see that somewhat in history. But what they've done is they did the exact same thing with us, through lies, and they've robbed us of our culture, and we need to bring it back.
Oh yeah, I know they're still in Native Americans' land too. You know, BLM and all that.
Yep. One of the reasons I went out to Mount Hoor is you know there was several reasons I went. One of the reasons was that, you know, my wife is Native American. And I have a deep love and respect for the Native American people. And see, that's not convenient to the narrative that they were trying to push out there. You know, when Lavoie and I, when we did that video with the artifacts in the basement. I know that the camera really couldn't see the condition that the artifacts were in, but it was deplorable. It was absolutely horrible, the condition that the artifacts were in. And what we tried to do is we tried to reach out to the Paiute people and say, look, this is your land too. You are part of We the People. We don't care what the contract said. We don't care what... They violated your treaties. They're violating ours. They're violating the Constitution. They're violating the Bill of Rights. They're not just violating your treaties. They're violating the treaty that they've established, we've established with them to be a restriction upon them. So we need to all come together, and we need to all respect one another, and we need to do this thing together. And that is not what the federal government wanted to hear or wanted to happen. And they have a couple figureheads in a lot of these tribes that are sold on the federal government. The very same entity that used rifle butts to kill these people instead of using bullets because they wanted to save the ammunition. The very same entity that has been violating their treaties for all these years, they're siding with them instead of the ranchers. It makes absolutely no sense. But if you notice, a lot of these folks, a lot of these Native American groups have embraced Marxist ideology. So they're talking about the white man and how the white man did this and the white man did that, and they're turning around and embracing the theories of Karl Marx.
Yeah, they're just trying to divide everybody.
Yes, divide and conquer, sir.
Exactly. That's what it's all about.
I have a helicopter flying over top of the barn here. Sorry about the noise, folks. Woo! Man, that's loud. I don't know if you guys can hear that or not.
I can't hear it.
I can. I can hardly hear you.
Really?
Oh, well. Yeah, it is what it is. Flight path. Got a lot of stuff. Yeah, I can hear you. We're in one of those flight paths. It's nothing conspiratorial. We're kind of along one of those flight paths where we see a lot of helicopters. There's an airport not too far away from here. But anyway, thank you for your call, Todd. And you can send me an email at rtrtruthmedia@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you.
Okay, buddy. Well, I appreciate it, man. I think I found you on Facebook. I like you. I did a friend request with you, Todd. I don't know if you remember that or not.
Todd, hold on. Let me write your information down. So because I have reached the limit of folks. And you know what? Send me the email at rtrtruthmedia@gmail.com and send me your name in the email so that I can go and make sure that I connect with you.
Right. Okay. I'll do it.
All right, brother. Thank you. Too talking to you too. And we have Dave in Nevada. Is it the Dave that I think it is?
Hey, Tom, can you hear me?
Is this Pruitt?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Is this David Pruitt?
No, this is Dave in Nevada.
Okay, hey, Dave, how you doing, buddy?
Good. I don't know if you remember me. I called you. I've called you before. But if you don't remember me, that's fine.
Well, I know a couple Davids from Nevada and Arizona, so... Just keep talking to me. I'll probably remember you.
It doesn't matter because it's just about the information anyways.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. So the first question I wanted to ask you is I want to know what is going on with the Malheur situation at this very moment. And also, I want you to clear up this controversy about Pete Santilli, because I want to know exactly who Pete Santilli is.
Here we go. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what's going on right now with Al Heuer is going to be subject to some lawsuits and some court filings. First, we need to get past the trial. Which the biggest hump were passed. But there are folks that are working on, and of course we know that there have been WikiLeaks to back up a lot of this information too, that there have been some land dealings going on with some corrupt politicians trying to sell the mineral rights out from under the feet of the American people. So that being said, there are people that are actively working on that right now, and I can't really elaborate. I'm going to be talking with them this coming weekend, and we're going to be having a little confab, and I'll know more probably past this weekend as to maybe a little bit more details. But Lazaro and Sinaro is involved with that, along with Shauna Cox, and God bless them for the work that they've been doing. I can't speak enough. I can't just tell you enough that these folks are golden folks. They're putting their heart and their soul into it. All right, now Pete Santilli. Look, Pete Santilli and I butted heads when we were out there. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I know things about Pete or don't know things about Pete except for this. Pete brought a lot of attention to the Bundy Ranch. Pete brought a lot of attention to Mount Hure. This is a difficult subject for me to talk about, and I'm going to explain to you why. I've seen Pete Santilli seriously, you know, at times his heart seemed to be genuine and into exposing all of this. But at the same time, and I would say this to Pete's face, and keep in mind, his lawyer contacted me throughout the trial there. And I told his lawyer that regardless of the fact that we butted heads, that I would testify on his behalf as to the truth and the facts of what I knew. Now, he helped the Bundys spread the message and spread the word out there. My first and foremost loyalty is to Ammon Bundy and to Ryan Bundy. When I spoke to Ryan Bundy about, and it wasn't just Pete, okay? I think that there were people that were latching themselves on to and around Pete that were probably part of Operation PatCon or a similar operation. In other words, federal agents. Do I think that Pete Santilli is a federal agent? I don't believe that Pete Santilli is a federal agent. I do not believe that. I believe that Pete Santilli may have been manipulated, but you have to understand that these folks that are involved in this game have been involved in it for a very long time, and they are masters of psychological operations. And I'm going to have to pause you on that for a break, and I'll conclude the rest of that on the other end. So don't go anywhere, Dave. We'll be right back. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Network. You know, when I look back to that that song right there, I recorded that in Nevada when I took a 2 days away from the Bundy Ranch and went into Las Vegas and recorded that. I'll never forget that. Those are some really good memories I had there. Chris from Las Vegas, I stayed a couple days at his house there. He joins us regularly. What a nice man, a former sheriff. Anyway, He was there with me through that experience, and he is familiar with Pete Santilli. And like I said, you know, the Bundys, ultimately, I have to defer back to Ryan Bundy. Okay, now, where Ryan Bundy may not have the experience of the research and understanding behind some of these subversive federal government operations into the militia movement and all of that stuff, he puts his faith in God, right? So that being said, there were some things that I had a problem with when I was out there at Mount Hewer. And one of those things was I forget who it was that walked up to me and had their device in their hand, and they showed me a video. And it was Brandon Curtis, who was visibly intoxicated. And he was with the Idaho 3%, whatever, you know. And it was, you know, Pete Santilli was filming. And apparently a bunch of liberals had been mailing in sex toys to the refuge, right? And rather than taking these things and just throwing them in the trash, and what I would have suggested was just keep your mouth shut about it, throw them in the trash, ignore it. Do not feed the trolls, okay? There was a video done where Ritzheimer kind of swiped all of them off onto the floor, and, you know, the liberals had a field day with that video for a while. And then there was a signed Patriot dildo auction. I kid you not. Brandon Curtis and his little team of merry men were being recorded by Pete Santilli. And what that did, if you understand the terrain there, if you understand the culture of the ranchers there, what Ammon and Ryan were attempting to do was to get Christian, a lot of them were Mormons, but most of them were all Christian ranchers. Like, I'm talking about like a moral people that had, you know, they were old fashioned in their ways about them. And, you know, that sense of morality was really strong. Okay. And what that did was that had a negative effect on the ranchers that they were reaching out to get them to become involved and to end their contract with the BLM and all of that stuff. And my concern is this, as an analyst, when I see a behavior or a decision that somebody's made, first of all, they were saying that Pete was like kind of like this spokesman of the movement, whatever it was. When I see somebody in that capacity do something that negatively affects the overall mission, and it takes your high moral ground, and it damages your high moral ground, I have to say red flag. Okay. Now, was that Brandon Curtis that was really behind that? Did Pete just kind of, you know, move in with the suggestion? I mean, it was a crazy time. You have to understand. I mean, it was a crazy time, and everybody was coming together like brothers, and they were hanging out in hotels. And another thing that kind of concerned me was that this Brandon Curtis fellow, he came in and met with the sheriff and met with Judge Grasty, and he rolled up on the FBI, and there was a big video about that, and he's going to be the buffer zone, and he's going to run interference and provide protection for both the FBI and the Bundys and make sure that nobody gets hurt and all of that business. All the while, they're getting drunk and hanging out in hotels. He wasn't at the refuge. I was at the refuge. He wasn't at the refuge. I didn't see Brandon Curtis at the refuge not once. Not to say he wasn't there or he didn't come there, but he wasn't there, okay? So he's in town at a motel doing signed Patriot dildo auctions, pissing off ranchers that may have been involved. I talked to a couple townspeople. I went in and tried doing interviews with businesses, with business owners, to see what their position was, and the majority of them, I'll tell you right now, did not want to go officially on video. The majority of them were in support of what the Bundys were doing, but they were so afraid to go publicly release that information to the public because they had businesses and they were afraid of the backlash that would come down because a lot of the people that lived in that area of Burns were government employees. So, again, if they had voiced their opinions, that could have affected them negatively. They could have had backlash, you know, with law enforcement, that whole nine yards. But one of the things that these people said for days after that video was released was that it sickened them and it really almost turned them away from their position of supporting the Bundys. Just that one video. Okay? Now, I know that Pete has been referred to as a shock jock and this and that and the other thing. I get that. And he is. He's a shock jock. But when I see things like that, I think a lot higher. I think here is a PSYOP team, like just like the team of FBI that were seen at the armory, trying to poke around at the armory, quite possibly planning to do maybe a little miniature version of an Oklahoma City situation, like Timothy McVeigh was involved in Operation PatCon. He was another one of those Army government stooges that was kind of duped into this anti-militia movement psychological operation effort. So is Pete Santilli a Fed? I don't believe that Pete Santilli is a Fed. I do believe that he was playing with fire and hanging out with the devil's minions. And I don't think he necessarily knew who among him were those minions. Does that make sense?
So basically what you seem to be saying is that he was kind of an unwilling dupe.
Kind of, sort of, yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of, that's because I have no evidence that shows that Pete is involved in any way with the federal government. The things that I've seen put out on the internet, there was this paper that allegedly came from his computer, and I have to say that in my experience by reviewing that, it's not true, and I'll tell you why. The alleged copy of this thing that was a communication between he and an FBI agent that came off of his computer. It was a copy of a fax, and if you notice, first of all, if it came off his computer, it's not going to be a photocopy of a fax. It's going to be, he has a fax machine in his computer. It's not like it was like in the 90s where you actually scan the paper and it makes the copy and stuff like that. You actually type it in like an email and you send it that way, okay? So the copy of this thing had wrinkles on it, right? And if you went with the program, you could see how the wrinkles were photoshopped in over top of the document. So that you can start seeing that the document was actually created. That was one of the pieces of evidence that people were floating around saying that Pete Santilli was a Fed. And it seems to me that was disinformation, in my opinion. Now, for whatever that's worth. So that's, there you have it.
Okay. So why do you think people are so? I'm really inquisitive. If you
go ahead, I'll answer whatever I can answer, brother. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. And I trust you. I've listened to you before, and you're really intelligent. I don't take things at face value. For instance, if someone says, "Well, Tom Lacovara is an FBI agent," well, give me the proof.
Yeah. That's I'm the same way with Pete.
I don't care who says it. I want the actual evidence. So
yes,
I just want to know why the rumors are so quick to fly that he's an FBI agent, but I don't see the evidence for it.
Exactly. I don't either, to be honest with you. I don't see the evidence. In fact, I'll go one further. Remember that little piece of evidence that I just told you about, that one fax thing. Not only do I not see evidence that he's an FBI agent, but I actually saw evidence that suggests that was a narrative that was created to try and smear him with. And I don't know who it was created by. Could have been created by the FBI themselves. I have no idea. Maybe they, I don't know. I have no idea. All I know is the evidence that I saw was not convincing to me at all.
Okay.
But, yeah.
That's fine. I just wanted your take. I wanted your angle from it because I've heard other angles, and I just don't buy things at face value. I want to see evidence.
Yeah,
I need hard proof. Evidence.
Yeah, I need proof just and like that, you do. I need proof. Yeah.
And that's why I listen to you, because that's been your whole argument. This time, the only thing you can really use in a court of law or when you're presenting something to someone is hard evidence.
Yes. Yes. Well, I believe in that because I believe in the republic form of government, and I believe in the trial process, and I believe in, you know, if you were going to make an accusation against somebody, I don't believe in using hearsay, and I don't believe in doing that. If you can't come to me with something solid that proves somebody's guilty beyond a reasonable doubt, I cannot, even if they're guilty, I cannot accept whatever that is. You need to bring evidence to me, and I have not seen evidence. I've seen a lot of coinky dinks, but I haven't seen any evidence.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
That's really. I just wanted to take it. You seem to be like the absolute closest person that I have in contact that can actually give me news about what's going on. You were actually there. I mean, my local Channel 7 News is not going to cover that situation. So.
No, they're not. And I tell you what, there was Fox News was there, RT was there. CNN was there. As a matter of fact, Ammon had me ride out, and the Huff Post and a couple other of the liberal rags that came to the gate. That, you know, it's kind of funny. It's almost like these liberal rags, they came to the gate and stopped, and they would go. They could have walked right on the refuge, right? But part of the narrative that was being framed was that there was a checkpoint, and they were keeping people out, and that was untrue too. In fact, a government employee that came to empty the trash not too long after this started, he showed up and he went right to the trash and he emptied it, and it literally was not stopped. Federal agents would not have been stopped. What they would have been done is they would have been prevented from harming anyone. Now, that's where people don't – a lot of people in Oregon – more of the liberal persona, they don't understand the difference between threats and intimidation and preventing them to do their jobs and all this other stuff. What they don't understand is that no one was prevented from coming on or off the refuge. No one at any time was prevented. There were security checkpoints to provide exactly that, security to assure that no one would be harmed, period. And that is one of the reasons why they were found not guilty, in my opinion.
Okay.
So. All right, Dave, thank you very much for your call. Call in anytime, and rtrtruthmedia@gmail.com if you want to email me, and we can talk more about it. I have Chris in Las Vegas is on the air. Chris, how are you, brother?
Fairly well tonight, Tom. I thought I might bring a little experienced view from the law enforcement world for your conundrum about the who's who.
Please do.
Well, you know, the FBI and other agencies of government are pretty notorious for priming the pump, as it were, of offering a small stack of hundreds or maybe a couple hundred for information, leads they get from what they call stringers. If they provide information with regularity, they call them assets. Not to be confused with agents that do it full-time or undercover operatives, which might do it for an extended length of time.
Yep.
And the incentivization of turning over information for a poor, struggling reporter or alternative news broadcaster or a shock jock is certainly not without some possibility. And you know, even if they thought they were doing the right thing and they heard there was going to be some horrific dangers to thousands of people, like somebody was bringing in a suitcase nuke to do something, they might be tempted to take the money and turn over the information in the interest of the public safety and preserving lives. And
sure,
that might be reasonable in some views of some people. Not everybody probably, but some would think that was okay. So that's the real world. the unfortunate aspect is when we cast aspersions and accuse people without any proof, it's a very dangerous world because it's hard to defend against the negative. When somebody accuses you of something, how do you produce proof that you're not?
Yep. That's why, I'm an evidence kind of guy, Chris. You know that.
and we should be. We should not operate on mere hyperbole or inferences or illusions or theories. Whenever you have absolute irrefutable proof, then it's tough to deny. Of course, unfortunately, in some of these courts, these judges have a skewed view of reality, and they cherry-pick what elements of a complaint they look at, and they may not see the things that are irrefutable and claim that your complaint is frivolous or rambling or nonsensical.
Yep.
Which, well, in my opinion, they're basically giving you a big finger of the black robe and telling you to go pound sand.
Yep. You know, I was pretty angry. I have to admit, I was pretty angry, Pete. We butted heads, and he went on the air calling me an armed, dangerous felon and all of this for a case that I had my civil rights restored on. I was pretty upset. I have every reason in the world, if I really wanted to sit here and smear him, if I didn't have any integrity. And when the police came to my room, because certain aspects of the individuals involved, and this is going to come out it's already come out, MD Lofter, Buddha's girlfriend, who brought firearms to my room and put them in my room, and all of a sudden the Oregon State Police or the FBI showed up, and they knew that there were firearms there, the whole nine yards, and kind of funny how they had the information as to what, how, and where it was and all that stuff. But, when they came in and they started asking me a bunch of questions, and, I basically interrogated them back, and I said, do you really understand what you're dealing with here? These folks don't want to hurt you. They don't want to harm you. It appears that you have this stance that, this militant stance, this martial stance, and these people are American patriots. They believe in the Constitution, and by approaching it this way rather than with a handshake like you were doing when they first came, the handshakes and all that, I said, you're going about it all wrong. And they were trying to find out information about explosives and this and that, and I said, dude, you don't understand Ammon. If Ammon found out that there was anything like that, he would bury it. He would have nothing to do with it. You guys don't understand. And when they left, I immediately picked up the phone and I called Ammon and I said, Ammon, I told him what happened. I told him, who had been there. The only thing that I could do is give him his best information that I could at the time. I said, Ammon, they just came. They wrote me a ticket, a citation, or whatever it was, and they left. It is for what it is. But I was like, Ammon, I love you, brother. This is what happened. I could see that the posture, the look on their face, the their demeanor was that they were concerned. They were concerned, and now we all know what they were concerned about, which was Ammon and Lavoie and Ryan going to meet with Sheriff Glenn Palmer. That's what they didn't want to happen, Chris.
Well, the other aspect that you kind of glossed over there is the fact that many times, even though the individual might be just a convenient, useful tool for them to operate with, they're not above placing a honeypot at his disposal to be his assistant, keep him company, and get whatever intel they can do and place whatever sort of evidence.
I glossed over it, but believe you me, I haven't gotten a chance to speak directly to the Bundys about the honeypot situation that I just referred to, my suspicions that I clearly have, but this person vocally went out against me, printing my photograph and my mugshot, and he's a felon. Why would you attack me for just sharing information? And I was informed that Buddha was testifying against people at Sugar Pine Mine. Well, I reported that. I that's what I do. I report news that I hear coming from that situation. it wasn't a direct attack upon Buddha, but M.D. Laughter, or whatever her name is, Buddha's girlfriend, immediately on Facebook took to smearing me, and she showed who she was. She was the only person that had any information that ended up that they ended up using against me. And, you know, basically they didn't want me anywhere near there, dude, because I wasn't going to go with the lawyer. I had all of that research with me, and I was going to challenge them on every bit of it. And they wanted me gone, dude.
They wanted me the hell out of there. Something that's really quite intriguing to mention there, the certified mind. I heard Shauna Cox, and I think it was David Fry, the day after or so they got out of prison, and they were talking about apparently the feds have something in the wind of trying to come down some of the participants in the demonstration up there. And, of course,
yes,
when you really look at that scenario, that was something that had been planned for quite a few months, where they had hired contractors from back in the Midwest to come out there and pump poison. I think it was the Gold King mine up above the Sure Pine,
yep,
to fill it up with poison so they could release it and claim they were having an accidental spill. And that's the,
yep,
EPA running that operation. And so,
yep,
basically every agency of government has been weaponized against the American people, from what I'm able,
yep,
to observe.
Yes, sir. That is exactly what we've been finding every step of the way. Every single... You know, look, Chris, we're talking about an organization. You know, when I was at Mount Hoor, I was a fireman, right? So one of the first things that I wanted to see is I wanted to see their fire station, right? Now, Mount Hoor National Wildlife Refuge, how long has it been there, Chris? Do you know?
Oh, I don't know, probably 47, 40, 50, somewhere around there.
Right, okay, 40 or so years, okay? They have a fire station there, right, with two brand-new trucks, or at least brand-new condition, right? And inside the actual...
$100,000 a piece, don't they?
Yes, yes, yes. And inside the fire station, there are raw framed walls without the sheetrock even completed. And the fire trucks that were in there, their batteries were dead on arrival. When I got there, they were dead. There was not...
That's not operational, is it?
But they're going around starting fires. You want to know why they didn't want me there, Chris? That is what I would have told the jury. That this is an organization that's going around starting fires on ranchers' land that don't even have the capacity to put the fires out if they get out of control. That is malfeasance. That's beyond malfeasance. That's terrorism.
That's exactly the Moonlight Fire case all over again, with PG&E and the Forest Service setting fire to people's property and then blaming the people with the property they wanted to steal, blame the victim and try to steal the property, claim that they set it on fire when it was actually
yes, sir. Yep, domestic terrorists for true, my brother. That is a fact. All right, folks, we've run out of time. Chris, thank you for joining us in the closing there. And folks, resurrectrepublic.com. Click on that PayPal, or you can call RBN. Lori is sitting by the phone. If you'd like to make a donation, for those of you who did, I don't know if you did or not. I'm assuming that there has been something. I thank you very much from the bottom of my heart. God bless all of you, and we will be back tomorrow night.
I'm not interested in...
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.